Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 24th day of the month of Nisan. We'd love to take the opportunity to welcome everyone back. Hope everyone had a wonderful Chag. It is so good to be back together. Today is day 564 since October 7th. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray on this call, as well as each and every day, for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Foxbrunner of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share words of different chizuk. He'll be followed by Rabbi Foxbrunner slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Foxbrunner will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Chatufim, for the hostages, which is the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim. And finally, Rabbi Foxbrunner will conclude with the Mishaberach Cholim, where he will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity, wherever we might be, to insert the names of all those who are desperately in need of our collective tefillos, of our prayers. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Just like to remind all of our dear callers that we are now minus 2 weeks out for the ongoing vote for the World Zionist Congress. Your vote absolutely matters. Latest I heard, it is extremely, extremely close. If you have yet to vote, please do so today for Slate 5. And again, you can get information for that at ou.org/Tehillim call. Sign up for our daily email, and there is a link to vote there. It takes less than 5 minutes. It only costs $5, but it is a difference of more than $5 billion. For the state of Israel. So please vote today. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Foxbrunner.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It is a pleasure to be here with you again on this Tehillim call. It is something that I look forward to, the opportunity to lead this call whenever I am called for the call. And today is a very special day for me personally. I was very pleased when Rabbi Herman invited me to lead the call today, as it is actually my father's yahrzeit, and I want to speak about him briefly as I deliver today's message. But before then, one thing I think that we are all feeling, I'm certainly feeling, many around me are feeling, is the post-Pesach blues in a certain sense. Pesach is behind us, but it's still very much in the rearview mirror. I'm actually speaking to you from my dining room. And I am, much to the dismay, I don't know dismay, but disappointment of some members of my family, I'm still surrounded by Pesach utensils and Seder finery in boxes that still need to be put away for the year. And I'm procrastinating. And I think my procrastination is not just laziness, although it may be somewhat, but it's also a sense that I don't want to part from Pesach, and from the Pesach messages and from the beautiful Yom Tov that we experienced as a family, as a community, and as Klal Yisrael experienced together wherever you were. I think we're happy to get back to regular life, put our houses back in order, but we're also feeling a sort of lack of Yom Tov, a longing for what was. I want to talk about how do we deal with this. Now, the truth is that Pesach is a time of Chayrus, as we know, the freedom experience. And one common question regarding Pesach and that feeling of elation and freedom is that we are actually not free. Even during the height of Pesach, the height of the Sedarim or other points of Pesach, we actually are not free. As the Gemara Megillah says, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, we are still enslaved. We still are within the throes of galus, of exile. So how did we celebrate Pesach, and how do we continue to celebrate the messages of Pesach, even though it is not with us? The Dubin of Magid, classically, shares a beautiful mashal to this, the parable of a poor person who grew up impoverished. He never really had access to education. One day he cobbled together some rubles, and he bought himself a lottery ticket. And to his great surprise and joy, he won a small fortune. He used the money to hire a teacher who would catch him up in learning about the world, how to make a living, and he started a business, and he did well for himself. And each year, on the date that he won the lottery and hired his teacher, he invited his friends and family and neighbors to celebrate a day of Thanksgiving. After a couple of years, his luck turned again, and he became impoverished again. And yet, on the same date, he sent out the invitation and gathered his friends together. He scraped together what he could, and he threw that party once again. And his friends turned to him and said, why are you doing this? You no longer have the same riches that you once had. What are you celebrating exactly? So he answered, he said, it's true. I don't have the physical riches and the success, and I can't display it as I once could. But on this day, I received something very special. I won the lottery, and I began receiving my education. That education, that chinuch, that inspiration opened me up to the world around me. And that's something that can never be taken away. I look at the world differently. I'm able to see myself and those around me differently. That is something that I celebrate, whether or not I have the physical representation of those riches with me. The Pesach is a time that gave us that change in mentality. Through our siddurim, through the Yom Tov meal, yes, even the Chol Hamoed trips, no matter how successful or filled with mishaps they were, we received a certain change in mentality, a certain new orientation to the world around us and to the spiritual world that we occupy. This education, this change in mentality is something that changes us. It changed us, and it's something that we can connect back to all the time. How many mitzvahs do we have that explicitly say, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? That is a remembrance back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Tefillin, so many, the list goes on and on. And what we do at these times is we dial back, we connect back to those moments of inspiration, that conception of freedom that we receive during the actual Geula that we experience nationally, and the Geula, the redemption that we experience each and every year during Pesach. So as I mentioned before, it is my father's yahrzeit, Rav Avraham Ephraim ben Baruch Bendit. He was a brilliant scholar and a sensitive soul. He was a devout Chabad Chassid at one point in his life with an unusual connection to the Rebbe. Later he received his doctorate from Harvard in Jewish Studies, and I had a very, very special bond with him. As a kid, as a teenager, I once spent a summer typing up his still unpublished manuscript of a small book that he wrote, in which he compiled some of the greatest and most authentic teachings of the Kutzker Rebbe. I was 13, 14 years old. I had no appreciation for what I was typing. I just typed. I read his exquisite handwriting in those notebooks with a yellowish paper, and I typed. And I had no idea what I was typing. But now looking back, I look through those pages, and I celebrate those messages and the knowledge that I received at the time that I didn't even realize that I was receiving. So to conclude my little section here, here's a couple of lines from this book, still unpublished. These lines are listed under a chapter header entitled Inspiration. It tells of a conversation that the Kutzker Rebbe had with his teacher, the Simcha Bun of Prizka. Like my father's Bun of the Bracha, he had great reverence for his teachers, but he also had a mind of his own, which he was unafraid to express. Here's what it says. It says, Rav Mendela once approached Rav Bunin and asked him, what was the source of inspiration for serving God? Rav Bunin replied, the verse in Yeshaya, lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? Mi bara Ela. He that brings out their hosts by number, he calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and for that, he is strong in power. Not one of them fails. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya. To which Rav Mendela objected. That verse can inspire Gentiles as well. A Jew, however, should take his inspiration from the Exodus, from the Yetzias Mitzrayim, from God's special providential care for his people. End quote. I'm speaking to you again with the Pesach dishes around me. Whether you're behind me or more likely ahead of me in Pesach cleanup, let's gather together for a few moments and harness the Pesach inspiration. Remember Hashem's special providential care and continue to daven for the geula of Klal Yisrael and for the personal geulas and yeshuas for ourselves and for those around us. With that message, let us recite today's Tehillim passages, starting with Tehillim Chaf. L'Manasseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancho Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yisagevcho Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezecho Mikodesh U'mitziyon Yisodecho Yizkor Kol Minchosecho Ve'olachcho Yidashna Selo Yitem Lecho Chilovotecho V'cho Latasecho Yimalei Nadino Bishuasecho U'bishem Eloheinu Yizgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecho Atol Yedati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho Ya'anehu Mishnei Kodesho V'gvuros Yesha Yimino Eilu V'rechev V'eilu Bastusim V'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir Hemo Karo V'nafalu V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodod Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Ya'anehu V'yom Karenu Chaf Gimel 23 Mizmor L'Dovi Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzor Dinos Deshe Yavitzeni Almei Menuchos Yimahaleni Nashi Yeshovev Yancheni B'mag Le'tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Kielech V'geit Samoves Lo Iroro Ki Ato Yimodi Shivtecho U'mishantecho Hei Moye Nachamuni Taroch L'fonai Shulchon Neged Torah Roi Yishanto V'Hashem En Roshi Kosi Rivoyo Ach Tov V'chesed Yudufuni Kol Yemei Chayoi V'shachti V'veis Adonoi V'yorech Yomim Kuf Chos Aleph 121 Shir L'malos Eso Einai El Tehorim Me'ayin Yuvo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonoi Osei Shomayim V'oret Al Yitein L'mut Gaglecho Al Yonum Shomrecho Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael Adonoi Shomrecho Adonoi Tzilecho Al Yad Yiminecho Yomom HaShemesh Lo Yakeko V'yareach Balaylo Adonoi Yishmorcho Mikoro Yishmor Es Nafshecho Adonoi Yishmor Tzevcho V'echo Me'ato V'yad Olohom Tehillim Kuf Lamed 130 Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Krosicho Adonoi Adonoi Yishima V'koli Tiena Oznecha Kashuvos V'kol Tachanunoi Im Avonos Tishmor Yoh Adonoi Mi Yamor Ki Imecho Hasudicho L'man Tivarei Yivisi Adonoi Kivuso Nafshi V'lidvoro Hocholti Nafshi L'Adonoi Mishomrim L'Boker Shomrim L'Boker Yachel Yisrael El Adonoi Ki Im Adonoi Hachesed V'Hadei Mofduz V'hu Yifte Es Yisrael Mikol Avonos Ahov Tehillim Kuf Membeis 142 Maskilo David Biosa B'mero Tzilo Koli El Adonoi Ezok Koli el Adonoi es kanon, eshvok lefonot tzichi, torasi lefonot vagid. Bisateif olai ruchi, vatol yodata misibosti, vorach zu oholech tom nufachli. Adeg yomin urei ve'emi makir, ozad manos mimeni ein joresh lenafshi. Yoachti elecha Adonoi, amarti ata machzi, chelki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiv el rinosi ki dolosi meod. Atzilenu miyodfai ki yamtu mimeni. Hotsia mimas genafshi leodos es shemecho. Biach tiru tadikiyim ki sigmol aloi. Now we recite Achenu in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanasunim batzoru v'shivyo. Omdin ben bayom uvein ve'abosho. Amalkom yirachem aleihe v'yotsiye mitzoru l'rvacho. Me'afeil l'oro u'mishibu l'geulo. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. Now recite the Meshabeach for the Chayalei Tzahal. Mi shaderech adoseinu avam yitzchav yaakov hu yivarech es chayelei tzva hagana liyisrael v'anshe kochot habitachon omdim al mishmar etzenu v'arei eloheinu migvul halvonon v'anidban mitzrayim ומן הים הגדול, על לבו הערבם ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר וביום. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקומים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילים מכל צור וצוקה ומכל נגל ומחלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ושונאים לתחתיהם ויתווה לחצי ישועה ועטרת ניצחון. ויקוים בהם הפסוק כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם ללחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיעכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אפר לשבויים עם קפטיבלי. מי שברך אבסינו אברהם יצחק יעקב יוסף משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה הוא יבורך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויו את כל אחינו הנשואים לתורה ושביה. בעבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה נספר לו בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימול רחם ממלאיהם ויוצאיהם מחושך וכמוות ומוסר עשויהם ינתק וממצוקותיהם יושיעם וישיבם מהרה בחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו בבני אדם ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב ופדויי אדוני ישובון ובואו ציון ורינה וציבחס עולם על ראשם סוסם לשמחה יציגו ונעשו יגון ואנחה ונאמר אמן. Now, Mishabeach, for Cholim, for those who are sick, insert the name in a pause. I will pause for 30 seconds. Mishabeach, Abuseinu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Udavid, Ushlomo, Uyivarach, Vierape, Esen Cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Lachlosam Lachlikam Lachiyotam Yishlach Lehem Mehera Ofua Shlema Min Hashamayim Ramach Evereihem Ushisa Gideihem Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashem Adolov Bizman Kariv V'Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Foxford. I want to share two things. One is that all of our Torah learning today should be a schus for your father's neshama. But also, I share the sentiment that you expressed in the beginning of wanting to hold on to Yom Tov. We had the schus to be together, many of the Hermans this year, and shared across the board. We all said if we could go another week, we could go even more. A 3-day Yom Tov, give us a 15-day Yom Tov. We would hold on to it as much as we can. It was really such a beautiful chag. I hope everyone had a wonderful Yom Tov. What a great opportunity to connect with one another and ultimately to connect with the Rabboni Sholom. Right, Fox Runner, we look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the year to Hashem in the near future, thank you so much for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program, which is tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.